Hi, welcome to the podcast that explores what virtual assistants want business owners to know when they start asking themselves the question, hey, do I need a VA? I'm Rachel Davila, and after 18 years as a virtual assistant going it alone, I experienced the steep learning curve from the other side of the VA client relationship when I hired my own VA. Joining me on this podcast is a group of friends and colleagues who all have their own take on what busy entrepreneurs need to know to find, hire, and work with a virtual assistant, and mindfully answer the question, hey, do I need a VA? Let's get this episode started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. We are in season three, episode four, and today's topic is examples of VA collaborations. With me, as usual, is Leanne Aremley, Bree BV, and Sydney Hubbard. And this is a prime example of VA collaboration because everyone on the podcast is a VA. And at one point in time, we have all worked together and in some cases are still working together for client support. So it is a long-term belief of mine that the right fit with a VA trumps their skill set. So when you're looking for a VA, yes, it's important to know if they can do the work for you, but I also feel it's more important that the interaction, the feel, the fit works better because a VA can get your work done even if they're not the ones to do the work. And that shows up time and time again in VA collaborations because I know there are certain things that I just don't want to learn. I'm not going to learn. I wouldn't do it well. But I have a wonderful crew that I can turn to and be like, Leanne, this client needs web updates. Go. Bree, this client needs the strategy of social media. Go. Sydney, this client needs you to implement Bree's strategy for social media. Go. And all of those things don't take away my interaction with the client, but it gets the work done by those who are working in their zone of genius because I don't want to, or it's not mine. So if we're not the ones to do it, how can you, as a client, benefit from our collaboration process? And how do we work together to make things happen for you? And that's our topic for today. Team, what has been the best experience you've had in terms of VA collaborations, and how did that come about?
I think my best collaboration is with you, Rachel. And not just because you're on the podcast. We actually work together very well, and we have our own areas of genius. I can be creative, but you are way more creative. So it works really well for you to create things and then hand them off for me to implement on like a website. And what I've noticed is I've collaborated with other VAs that it has not worked. And that's usually when the VA is not willing to share. Like they feel like I might take their job. So they kind of, close up and is like, okay, well, that's not going to work. So I feel like the best collaborations have always been where we're like, I know my area, you know your area, and we're going to work together to make the client work better. The ones that don't work are the ones that are like, yeah, I'm afraid of you. I don't want you to take my job. I don't want you to take my client. You're stepping on my toes. That kind of thing can be fixed, but those are the ones that don't work as well.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. The collaboration piece has to be on both sides, right? For me, it's definitely been with like you guys and with my team is like another example for me of like really great collaboration and where we find, what is every team member's strength and what is it that they bring. But I've also had what collaborations where I've either brought in people from my network or they already had somebody that they were working with previously and we were coming in to help in a different level. And I've had success in all of those different scenarios.
I think for me, I haven't really had a bad collaboration experience. I think me and Leanne and Rachel all kind of collaborate with one client, and that's worked really well because we each kind of have our own areas. And I think also what works is that we don't even necessarily always need to talk to each other because everything that we do is actually very separate from each other. So I can do my own thing and Leanne can do her own thing and it doesn't really impact each other at all. And I think what's important in a collaboration is kind of for each VA to know what area they're doing, you know, what their responsibilities are, because I have been a part of some collaborations where the client knows what the end product is, but it's not clear how we're going to get there. It's not clear who's going to do what. And so that's one of those things that really needs to be in place in order for VA collaborations to really work.
And sometimes it is up to the client to set those lanes. Like, Sid, you're doing this. Leanne, you're doing this. Rachel, you're doing this. But other times the client doesn't even know whose skills are going to be. They just know, I have this team and I need this thing done. Go. You guys figure it out. And so there is lots of communication that does tend to happen with a collaboration. And sometimes it's up to the client to lead that conversation. And sometimes it's up to the VAs to talk amongst themselves. Any tips to working in collaborations? We've talked about communication. That's absolutely important. I don't actually use the CRMs or the like ClickUps and stuff. So it's a lot of email and WhatsApp messages. Are you doing this? I need this from you. But what other tips can you give to a client if they're going to be working with a team of VAs?
If they're making their own team, I think it's also important to kind of connect them, like introduce them to each other, unless they like, because I've had clients of mine who they're like, I had an email person, I had a this person, I had a that person. And they tried to get them all to talk together and they just wouldn't. It was like they were afraid that if the other person said something and it wasn't coming from the client, that they might do something wrong. So she's like, I feel like I spend all my time herding kittens trying to get everybody to talk together. Or they end up thinking that they're doing something and one's going in this direction, one's going that direction, one's going another direction, and they're not all talking or going in the same direction. So it wasn't as beneficial. So I think having everybody on the same page, making sure that everybody's having the same direction, connecting everybody with each other. And maybe that means every once in a while you have a group call.
The other piece that seems to help, I'm not sure it's that it would help in every relationship, but it helps if, like you said, if the business owner tells each of the VAs, hey, you're working with them. They tell you something, if they want you to do something, it's okay to do it. Because if you have a VA, like if Rachel told me, you need to go do this, I'm like, well, who's she to tell me to go do this? I need to go check with the client. Well, no, that's not helping the client any. So it does help that the client says, you're doing this, this person's doing that. And when they ask, these are the places it crosses. Can all clients do that? No, they don't always know. But it's kind of helpful if the client comes in and says, you guys work together. Figure it out. It's okay to do whatever the other VA tells you to do. And then if you really have a question, come back to me. Because otherwise the client does feel like they're herding cats and they just can't get anything done.
And I know that I've told clients, like when we got to a point where we needed to bring someone else in, I will ask, do you want to manage us or do you want me to manage this? Because even how you bring in a collaborator can be determined by, you know, this is what I need done. Will you make sure that so-and-so does it, right? I'll give final approval, but you handle the back and forth. You take lead on this. Or, no, that's okay. I'll communicate directly with so-and-so. I prefer that in some cases. Like I had a client who needed web updates. I don't need to be in the middle of that. He can go directly to Leanne for that. So, you know, but the things where it's actual collaboration, right? An event or, you know, working on a program that requires, you know, web pages and links and social media content and graphics and all the moving pieces, you absolutely want to have a more cohesive connection with the people you're working with. And I think, and I can't speak for everyone, but I know that's why I am building the network that I have, because I want to have that trust with someone to where if I bring them in to help me, or if I'm referring them to a client, that it's not going to be that, oh, I don't want Rachel to know what we're doing. Or like, I don't want that division, that separation. I want it to be as seamless as possible. Things absolutely will come up. I mean, it's in any situation, in any relationship, there's always a give and take. There's always going to be, you know, you stepped on my toes there, but did you know you stepped on my toes? Because if you knew and you did it anyway, then we have to have words. But if you didn't know, okay, I can give you the benefit of the doubt, and this is what happened, so, you know, let's not let that happen again, kind of thing. I don't really know if I have an example of that kind of situation, because I've worked with people that I know, like, and trust. And so I think that is a tip as well, whether it's the client bringing in people they know, like, and trust to work together, or if they're trusting their VA to bring in the people that they know, like, and trust to get the job done. I think that's an important piece. And I tell VAs all the time, build your network, get to know other VAs, because it's not just me making those connections. You know, Bree and Leanne can talk to each other and I don't have to be part of the conversation. Right? Sydney and Leanne can talk to each other and I don't have to be part of the conversation. And it might be a question that you ask your VA. Do you have collaborators? Do you have people that you already work with in these areas that you'd feel more comfortable with? Or do I need to go looking for someone? Because not all VAs, especially when they're brand new, they don't have the network, they don't have the connections. I'm telling all my mentees, build your network, find your people, find the people that you feel comfortable with, because there's a comfort level in working together as well. I mean, we talk about, you know, building trust between the client and the VA, but I think VAs need to have that trust as well in working together, right? Because it's our reputations, right? We each have one. And, you know, if Leanne brings me a client and is like, hey, do this, it's her reputation on the line, the work that I provide, and vice versa. So, you know, building those connections, building people that you can go to for any of your skills gap, I think is highly important. I know that we each have examples of collaboration. So maybe we talk about how some of them came to be, and we will share maybe some good examples and maybe one or two not so good examples. So there's one that comes to mind that I know that came out of nowhere. This client came to me because they had hired a VA that didn't complete the work and then disappeared. And so they were trying to figure out what to use the budget they had left for, to kind of pace out what their project looked like and where the best use of time and budget would go. And so this client and I did a talk it through session, because that was the piece of the project that made the most sense for me to do. So I helped them figure out the vision, figure out what pieces they already had, what they were willing to do, what they still needed help with. And when we got to those pieces that they still needed help with, it made sense to introduce them to Bree and Leanne. So that's how I brought this client to them. And then you guys stepped right in and I was like, okay, you have your plan. Go for it. Do your things. And how's that working out?
I think it's working out well. I mean, I did my piece, Bree's working on her piece, and, you know, occasionally we talk to each other about it, but really we're kind of in our own little areas and getting the work done.
Yeah.
But it's awesome to also have that, right? Like, there was a couple things that happened to overlap, and it was like, hey, Leanne, can we hop on a quick call and like see what's going on here? Or what do you know about this or that kind of thing too? Or, you know, so that's really helpful as well. Yeah. Getting outside perspective too, like, you know, where like, okay, you know what, Rachel said that this is like this, and I can see like that perspective's really helpful and things like that. So having multiple perspectives on the work and coming up with ideas that way too is really beneficial to everybody.
It's always fun just to like, going good, yay.
And the client was really excited about it too.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what, I got my team and you guys are doing awesome and I love this experience.
Yeah. 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 It felt really good to prove to the client that not all VAs are the same and that she could trust a VA again, because that was a piece. She was really concerned about the investment again. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. These ladies are going to take care of you. I know it. And so, and she said that you guys do take good care of her.
Recently, she actually told me that she feels like maybe the first person couldn't do all the things, or was maybe a little bit overwhelmed by the broad strokes of the project, and that her current team is more solution focused and she really appreciates that.
I love that. I love that. Well, she is a big personality and we are strong enough to support that level of personality too, which not all VAs can handle big personalities. I've come across quite a few and some were even too big for me. I'm like, thank you. We're not the right fit. There's too much energy here, but I think it helps that we can kind of spread the load. Right? We built a very strong foundation. It's a wide foundation for the amount of energy. So any collaborations that you guys have, because I'm not in all of them.
I think maybe you might be in all of them.
Oh, for real?
At least all of mine. Yeah.
Fair. I mean, it, you know, guys, the VA industry has exploded and there are lots and lots and lots of VAs now. But in some circles, it is a very small world. And, you know, we go back to the know, like, and trust factor. And I think that shrinks it, the world, you know? I mean, I know that I could reach out to anyone in my network and be like, here's a skills gap that I don't currently have someone for. Do you know someone? And I can bring in somebody new who I maybe haven't met. But I know I can go to anyone who's in my network already and be like, do you do this? Who does this? Okay, let's figure out how this works. So when you're talking to a VA, when you're working with a VA, ask about what kind of colleagues they have, because it may not be important in the initial working together, but if you know kind of a direction that your goals are taking you and the VA already knows, okay, we're going in this direction and that's not a direction that I currently have the skill set for or want to learn the skill set for, but I know somebody who already does that and I can bring them on at that point in time, or I can start asking to find someone to bring on when we get to that point.
I've had like every variation, I almost feel like, of different kinds of collaborations and things, from like my own team members who like, or people that I brought on as mentees, which is basically like a paid internship where they get to come learn from me and then decide what kind of skills they want to go do and then go off and do their own thing, which is really awesome because I have a really good understanding of how they work, who they love to work with. And so I love being able to forward on clients that might not be a fit for us, but be more in their realm and help that client build, or that person, that old team member, be able to build their business.
Yeah.
I've also had where a client started out with a overseas VA, and that was what was in their budget. And they found that there were some gaps, whether it's turnaround time or different levels of comfort or different things, that they brought us in to handle different types of tasks. And so collaborating with that person as well and being like, you know, like, we'll take on these parts, or maybe we come up with the copy, we give it to them, they go do their piece with it, that kind of stuff. Sometimes that helps with budget and things like that as well. I've also had clients who we brought in somebody else who was a little bit more inexperienced and at a cheaper level that could be mentored so that it helped fit their budget, but they could have the higher level planning and project things at and split it up so that they could cater to their budget that way. Or I've also had it where they already had a few different team members and we all came in, or like us, right? Mm-hmm. So there's so many different ways that I feel like if you're open to the possibilities and open to, like you said, Rachel, building your network as somebody who works remotely or with as a VA, there are lots of different opportunities. I don't want to learn ads. I have, like, for Facebook ads, Google ads, that's not my jam. I have enough things that I've been learning and I want to keep fostering and growing in those areas. So like if there's ads and stuff, there's people that I've started bringing into my network and I'm like, okay, you know what? Here's like three people. You can see which one you like and we can work with them.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And Rachel's a huge resource of, I need somebody to help with this. Can you help us find somebody that we can do that with?
Yeah.
Or I also have somebody who's a level above me. She's a business coach doing like marketing stuff as well. And we send people back and forth. If there's somebody where her level of service is a little bit outside of their scope, then I'm kind of like somebody she can send to as a resource. And if there's somebody I'm like, they need a little bit more coaching and things like that, that what she offers, then I send them in her direction. Yeah. And so it's really reciprocal that way.
Yeah. I learned this lesson. I was in a graphic design program and I was in awe of what people could create. There were people who were so much more creative than me. And then there were people who were not as creative as me. And I appreciate that in all areas, there's always someone you can go to who has more experience or knowledge or different knowledge. And then there's always somebody that you can kind of be like, hey, grab my hand, or, you know, let me pull you up and let me teach you what you need to know so that you can get to this level. And I just, you know, we're not competition. You know, I tell VAs, you know, VAs that I meet all the time, I'm like, we're not competition. We might do the same things, but we do it completely different. We bring unique perspectives, unique viewpoints of things. I mean, Bree has taught me so much. Leanne is constantly reminding me that I can't break the internet. And, you know, the things, you know, aren't as scary technology-wise as I make them out to be in my head. And Sydney keeps me organized, which is hilarious because the whole other side of my business is organization, but I am not as organized as I could teach people to be. I can do it for other people, but for myself, it's really different. And, you know, for me, realizing that, yes, the skills that I bring to others, I may not be able to apply to my own business. And realizing that if that is a gap that I have, then I can bring somebody in to help me fill that gap. And I think that's what collaboration is all about. It is filling in the gaps. It is making sure that there is that overlap. The other benefit to VA collaborations is contingency plans. You know, at the time of this recording, I'm in Southern California. Wildfires are rampant. And, you know, Mother Nature is definitely flexing her menopausal spirit, right? I mean, it's snowing in Florida and it's wildfires in California, like, and all points in between. But, you know, if something were to happen or I needed to leave and not be able to do work, I can say, but you could reach out to my backup VAs who are already knowledgeable enough to get into my system to do what they need to do. And my clients are still supported if I can't do it. And so I wouldn't have had those backup VAs if I didn't build my network, if I hadn't worked with them, if I didn't know them, if I didn't think that they would take care of my clients the way I take care of my clients. And I know, Bree, you've talked in other episodes about how your team can step in to fill in for you should anything come up for you. And I know I've pushed Leanne to make sure that she's got her backups and Sid have a backup, you know, but that is another benefit to collaboration. If your VA suddenly has to, you know, go take care of a sick relative and they're not working, they can help you find somebody to step in, even for the interim or the short term.
I think the key is just making yourself open.
Yeah.
To possibilities on all sides.
Possibilities. It's a great word. It just sounds good, right? Possibilities. Okay. Well, we could probably talk about how wonderful VA collaborations are. Just know that it is a possibility for you, for your business. And just because your VA can't do something doesn't mean they can't get it done. And we are all building our networks to support our clients in the best way we can. So if this brought up any questions for you, please reach out to any one of us or send us an email at heyvapodcast@gmail.com. And we will see you next time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a like, comment, or review. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Find, Hire, and Work with a VA, for more tips and tools. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. We'll see you next time.